Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Is hell real, with its fiery flames and eternal torment? My story today will touch on this specific topic. Jesus shared a number of stories about what happens when a person dies. Listen closely to his story. Jesus told this parable, and he told this parable to the crowds. There was a rich man who dressed in fancy clothes. He normally liked the color purple. He lived in joy and splendor every day. And then there was Lazarus, who was a poor man laying at the rich man's gate. He was covered with sores, and he dreamed of just eating the crumbs off the rich man's table. The dogs would come and lick his wounds. And he died. And the angels took him up to Abraham's bosom. Shortly after this, the rich man died and was buried. When he opened his eyes, he found himself in Hades, being tormented by the flame. He saw in the distance Abraham with Lazarus next to him. "Father Abraham, Father Abraham, have mercy upon me. Send Lazarus to dip his finger in the cool water so that I can quench my tongue because the fiery flame is never ending. My child, Lazarus is here receiving good things. When he laid at your gate, he received many bad things. You yourself lived in joy and splendor, and now are tormented. Even if I could send him, there is a chasm that is fixed between us. I cannot send him to you, and you cannot come to us. Father Abraham, please send Lazarus to my father's house. I have five brothers, and they need to be warned so they do not come to this place of torment. My child, they also have the Moses and the prophets, which are sufficient. No, Father Abraham, send Lazarus. Seeing him come back from the dead will convince them that they need to repent so they do not end up in this place of torment. My child, if they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced from someone rising from the dead. It is ironic that Jesus ended his story about people not believing a man who came back from the dead, especially when they do not believe in the Bible. He himself came back from the dead, and so many people are not convinced he is a key to heaven. Do you know someone who needs to hear this story? Share it with them today. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.